So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball.
A fear you can't shake.
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. I hope you had a tremendous day, a tremendous evening. I'm going to do my job to get you closer to Friday, which will also happen to be the 39th birthday of Aaron Rodgers. Happy almost birthday to Aaron Rodgers. We talked about him to open up the show. Even with busted up ribs and a broken finger, broken thumb, he's going to play against the Chicago Bears this Sunday. We talked about the return of Deshaun Watson this Sunday against the Houston Texans down in Houston. There's going to be a lot of boo birds. There's going to be a lot of vitriol, a lot of hate out there on Sunday. We talked about Antonio Brown and the arrest warrant for domestic violence. Basically, Antonio Brown is in his house right now. The police are trying to get him out, and I don't know. Maybe he's watching Netflix. I have no idea. Also, it's Thursday. Thursday night football. It's like the bleeding ultimately has to stop. Right now in Foxborough, the Buffalo Bills are beating up on the New England Patriots 24-7. It's about 3 minutes left in the game. New England Patriots are in the red zone trying to make the score look respectable. If they can come up with three more touchdowns to, I don't know, win this game, then God bless them. I don't know how they will do it. But this has been someone walking into the house and going into your fridge and eating all the food and leaving. This is what the Buffalo Bills are doing here to the New England Patriots. And so we'll talk about this game at its conclusion. We will hear from the players, we will hear from the coaches, and I'm sure Bill Belichick will sound absolutely thrilled knowing that his team right now is about to fall to 6-6. Always a pleasant time hearing from Bill Belichick. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. And I'm hanging out here with my main man, super producer and host, Dave Shepard. This is a crazy time. You know, there's so many instances where you feel like you're living in the Twilight Zone. Knowing that there's an arrest warrant out for Antonio Brown is one issue. Not surprising, he had an issue with the mother of his child on Thanksgiving. He threw a shoe at her. I mean, these are things that you cannot make up. Unfortunately, they're not surprising. I already told you about Antonio Brown. What has he been doing for the past year since he walked off of the field from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? He's been hanging out with Kanye West, who I will not justify, you know, anything that this man has said. But this ties in not only to Antonio Brown. Kanye West is so busy that he has now also said that he has, he has caught his ex-wife at one point in time with Chris Paul. I will leave that to you. Such a wild world that we live in right now. The Twilight Zone. Shep, is there anything worse than the Twilight Zone? Is there?
Yeah, being in Kanye West world or Ye, whatever he calls himself these days, that's got to be worse.
Yeah, wherever he is at is, yeah, I don't want to be there. That he is also another individual that needs help. There's a bucket of individuals that need help, which leads me here. We have fame will eat people up and spit them out. This isn't anything new to social media. It's enhanced. Social media, the opportunity, the chance to connect with thousands and millions of people at one time, share information, good, bad, true, false, it's a tricky thing. And it just feels like for the past 24 hours, over the past several years, as so many of these platforms have developed, we have seen great innovations and great tools to learn. I'm a result, quote unquote, of social media and the internet, starting my career on YouTube. But we know through every rabbit hole, there's good, there's bad, there's opportunity, there are things that will just chew you up and destroy you terribly. And so, unfortunately, an Antonio Brown or Kanye West, these terrible things happen. And it doesn't seem like there's a way out. And so that's why when people sometimes want to absolutely destroy LeBron James and for what he's done in the public eye for now the better part going on, 20 years is mind-boggling to me. I don't know what LeBron James, I don't know what any of these folks who I don't know personally, I don't know what they do for a living or what they do in their personal lives, I should say. Who knows what anybody does in their personal lives when they go home and the doors close? Who knows? We can only judge people by what we know and what they do publicly. But in the case of LeBron James, a public figure for the better part of 20 years, he has not been perfect. This man has not been destructive. This man has spoken out against things that he is not in favor of. There have been times where he has misstepped. There have been rumors. So anybody can have rumors. You don't exist in the public space for this long and not have rumors. But for the most part, I would say things have been pretty damn good. Exemplary. Yeah, you can pull out decisions and you can pull out not necessarily a speaking out against China, human rights violations, and you could talk about him quitting on teams. We can go down the gamut. There hasn't been a scandal to destroy the guy. There are no issues with his family. This man has given back and put more into the community than what people would give him credit for. Some people. Now, having said that, I don't need to go down the list of accolades for LeBron James. I don't need to discuss his current standing on the Lakers' current standing. He's one of the greatest athletes on earth to ever play a sport. Last night we talked about international athletes and the greatest of greats of greats. He is not Michael Jordan, not by a stretch, but he is carving out a legacy that is already ridiculous for a young man who came from absolutely nothing. Where he has come from and what he's been able to do is exemplary, because we've seen many individuals have the opportunity and fail and fall. And he's been able to come out on the other side. Nobody does everything by themselves, but he's done an amazing job up until now. And so LeBron James, as we know, has been someone to speak out against whatever he feels is not right, and it's well within his right, and he's more than welcome to share his opinion, and he can be selective about it, just like anybody else. And so last night, the Los Angeles Lakers, while we were right here on air, they took on the Portland Trail Blazers, and they won 128-109. After the game, LeBron James was asked about the Blazers. He was asked about the team, asked about health. And then LeBron James, who's been out for, about a week, 2 weeks, dealing with his groin issue, which has bothered him for a few years now, he kind of flipped the tables on the media. You guys have asked me all these questions about basketball. But then LeBron James, he had a question for the media, and it seemingly came out of nowhere. Take a listen to this.
I was wondering why I haven't gotten a question from you guys about the Jerry Jones photo. But when the Kyrie thing was going on, you guys were quick to ask us questions about that.
Okay.
Hold on. And I don't even want you guys to say nothing. When I watched Kyrie talk and he says, I know who I am, but I want to keep the same energy when we're talking about my people and the things that we've been through. And that Jerry Jones photo is one of those moments that our people, black people, have been through in America. And I feel like as a black man, as a black athlete, as someone with power and a platform, when we do something wrong or something that people don't agree with, it's on every single tabloid, every single news coverage, it's on the bottom ticker, it's asked about every single day. But it seems like to me that the whole Jerry Jones situation photo, and I know it was years and years ago and we all make mistakes, I get it. But it seemed like it's just been buried under like, oh, it happened, okay, we just move on. And I was just kind of disappointed that I haven't received that question from you guys.
Okay. Now, as an overall, LeBron James is, he ain't telling no lies. If you want to take a look at media as a whole, there's hypocrisy. There's double standards. It exists. It exists everywhere. It exists in media. That is absolutely 100% correct. That's a fact. If I want to think about a black man's experience in America, I can certainly speak for myself. It exists. It's a fact. There's hypocrisy. There's double standards, not necessarily even in regards to coverage. You know, what you need to do to procure a job, how you need to hold a job, your expectations. You need to do more. It's a fact. It's true. I can't speak for what LeBron James is asked about. Damn it, I don't know about his availability. He hasn't played basketball in about 2 weeks. And so why the Laker, you know, press or media wouldn't ask him about Jerry Jones, I don't know. Has he been around? As far as I know, he's been hurt. I don't know what his availability has looked like. Well, here's the thing. He said it at the end, and God bless him for bringing it up. Does he need the press? Does he need the media to ask him? His point is very much different than that. It's that y'all didn't ask about it. You asked me about everything else. The media as a whole brings this up or talks about that. You know, if you're not familiar with what took place with Jerry Jones, there was a photo that came out. I don't know who put it out. You can surmise or think about who did it. But there was a photo that went out. Dating back to 1957. Shep, you and I have talked about this, and we know this because we talk about how old he is. Jerry Jones is 80 years old right now.
Correct.
This photo was when he was 14 years old. 14. He is at North Little Rock High School, and he is standing with an entire group who were basically trying to block black students from entering into the school. If you're not familiar, the word is called segregation. And so Jerry Jones was asked about that photo, and Jerry Jones basically told everyone that, yes, I was there. I had no idea what was going on. And that was pretty much it. There was nothing else that came out of it. It was widely accepted as, oh, shucks, he was 14 years old, and, you know, I guess he's a dumb kid, and what else was there to say?
You buy that, JR?
It's tough for me to buy that.
He had no idea. He was clueless. I'm shucks.
My next point was that, you know, when you're 14 years old, there's a lot that you don't know about life. There's a lot that you don't understand. looking at someone because of, you know, the color of their skin, I think most 14-year-olds are cognizant and can at least understand, hey, oh, they're black. I don't want them over here. And so I don't think there's a pleading of ignorance there for Jerry Jones. You know, there's a lot that, and this is not an ageism thing. This is just an everybody thing. There's a lot that kids get away with. Why? Because they're kids, right? They're still learning. They don't know better. They don't know right from wrong. You gotta teach them up. And when I say kids, I mean real kids, babies and toddlers and people learning how to be social human beings. You get some leeway because you're learning. There's a lot that older people get away with because they're older. Oh, they've been through it. And you got to give them leeway. Oh, they're old enough. They can say what they want to say. People look at Jerry Jones and they think about the man. Oh, he owns the most valuable sports team and franchise on earth. He's an excellent marketer. You know, we make fun of it here, but you can listen to Jerry Jones speak. He, as he has gotten older, he doesn't even speak the way that he used to, I don't know, 10 and 15 years ago. He doesn't convey the same type of thoughts in the most coherent way. The other day, this past week, maybe it was because of his McDonald's chicken McMuffins with two extra salt. I don't know. The man had a coughing fit on the radio. Fine. Okay. Everybody coughs. It's a human function. My point is that a lot of people kind of bend over to the Jerry Jones. He's a cartoon character. He's a wealthy man. He's a billionaire. What are you going to do against him? How many billionaires can get their asses whooped? What, Robert Sarver? Donald Sterling? And so it's real easy to go, oh, that was a long time ago, and Jerry Jones is old, and who cares, and brush it away. But LeBron James absolutely has a point. It's true. Here's the unfortunate thing. There's a fatigue. There's a fatigue for it. There's a fatigue, unfortunately, for racism of any form of any kind. You have people who don't care. Oh, I don't care. Nobody's running around in chains, so it doesn't matter. Without having full empathy or an understanding of what other people have to deal with day after day, minute after minute, hour after hour. And it's not a washing away of what anybody else has to deal with, but it's just a full understanding that we all here with the same human experience on Earth, at minimum. With all of our differences, we can at least try to understand, try or be empathetic to what other people have to experience or what they say they feel. Because everybody feels the same thing in different ways. I think most of us understand what pain feels like or rejection or isolation. But when someone calls it out to go, oh, stop complaining and stop whining. What are your own internal issues that cause you to not personally listen and pay attention? LeBron James brings up an excellent point. I can sit here every night, and it would not be the forum, but I can sit here every day, every night on a different station, a different channel, and talk about societal issues in sports for people, for African America. I can do that. People get fatigued of it. People be tired. Somebody's tired of hearing what I'm saying right now. And you know what the fact is? I don't care. It doesn't matter. You know, there are plenty of people who are mistreated in various ways of life every single day. And this is not an excuse for Kyrie Irving. This is not to take a deep dive into what Amazon allows or doesn't allow on their platform. Each of us, all of us, can do something. Each of us, all of us, have a responsibility, whether you want to accept it, embrace it, or completely reject it. It's up to you. But there's something that all of us can do, and that's make decisions and choices. We can make decisions and choices that can better ourselves, but don't necessarily have to harm other people. That can also be understanding of other people. And that's not a decision for LeBron James to make for us. That's not a decision for Jerry Jones to make for us, or Amazon, or the Brooklyn Nets, or Kyrie Irving, or multimedia platforms, or JR, or anybody. It's like, hey, what do you do? LeBron James has an excellent point. Was it the forum? What does it matter? He could have said that on YouTube. He could have said it on the shop. He could have said it on absolutely anything. But LeBron James wanted to call out something that is common. And anything that puts a light onto how any group of people are mistreated is fine by me. Doesn't matter if you're black, white, yellow, purple, or pink. But there are a lot of people who always find it more comfortable to maintain the status quo, and that's just to turn a blind eye. I'd be very interested to hear what Jerry Jones has to say in response, and whether or not Jerry Jones, if he does have a response, whether it's made to someone who will actually, you know, push him for a legitimate response, or whether he's going to answer someone who just wants to, you know, feed him a Twinkie in the process. This is the same Jerry Jones who a couple of seasons ago, you know, basically told every one of his players, you know, how they need to perform or act with the playing of the national anthem. But then ultimately took a knee with his players and wanted to, you know, give you a wink as well. You know, there should be an answer from Jerry Jones, and he shouldn't be asked this by anyone who's just going to do what a lot of people typically do, and that's kiss his ass. Yeah, good on LeBron for calling it out, and let's see what comes out of it. And whatever it does, I hope it's bigger than Jerry Jones, because it's a much larger issue. It's just a people issue. How do you treat people? Where's the standard? This is not cancel culture. This is how do you treat humans and individuals? How do you have empathy for how someone else is feeling? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I will take your calls on LeBron James as he has, you know, called out the media for its response to Jerry Jones versus someone like Kyrie Irving. And then also, Thursday Night Football, it's like the mercy rule. It's finally over. The Buffalo Bills beat the New England Patriots. The final score is 24-10. We will talk about that game. We will discuss LeBron. I do want to tell you about someone who, I guess he didn't apologize, but he clarified his statement. That's Patrick Peterson on Kyler Murray. We'll talk Belichick. We'll talk Josh Allen. We'll talk Bills. We'll talk LeBron. I got you covered. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, this is going to be cliche as a mug, but long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Thursday Night Football, the game is a wrap. The Buffalo Bills beat the New England Patriots. The final score, 24-10. Not a shock, not a surprise. The Buffalo Bills, they improve their record in the AFC to 9-3. The New England Patriots, they fall to 6-6. And Patriots are what they are. A good defensive team, still having difficulty mustering points. They've had a difficulty scoring the football since that guy named Tom Brady left. Not a shock, not a surprise. Buffalo is preparing for the playoffs, and the New England Patriots, they are just trying to hold on to just any type of life to still get in. And if they do get into the playoffs, we know exactly what will happen. They're going to get punched out or maybe kicked. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about this game. Josh Allen just sat up on the Amazon set, and so I'm sure we'll hear from Josh Allen, I believe, and I'm almost certain that Bill Belichick will speak to the media and have something miserable to say, and so we will get to all of that as we continue on with the show. Right before we went to break, we talked about LeBron James speaking on Jerry Jones. Unprompted, he decided to ask the media a rhetorical question, but actually bring it up. You know, the coverage of Jerry Jones and the photo from him as a 14-year-old and why that didn't garner attention as he was at school and a group of kids who were, crowding black students from entering the school. This was in 1957. And LeBron James was just really calling out the fact that, hey, I was asked every day about Kyrie, but this issue with Jerry Jones is just swept under the rug. Let's take some of your calls. Let's keep it rolling. Manny, he's calling from Flushing, New York. Hey, Manny, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, JR? How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, man. Go ahead.
Good, man. You know, to be honest with you, I don't blame LeBron for that because, the last few days, the last few weeks, we've been talking about, even like less than a month, we've been talking about Kyrie Irving, and what he did. Listen, I'm not condoning what Kyrie's doing, but I understand what he's trying to do. He was trying to learn about our heritage from a black perspective. But the Jerry Jones part, it's been a week and nobody's talking about it. I think LeBron's basically saying, look, we want that same energy like you did with Kyrie Irving. We want that for Jerry Jones, especially in his past, because we don't know about Jerry Jones and his history with diversity has not been good. Not hiring blacks of coaches, GMs, and presidents, and also don't forget the kneeling, and also don't forget the George Floyd situation. He didn't really say anything about it until like the last month before the start of regular season, basically saying grace. And if you're Jerry Jones, who would say, basically say, look, man, if I were Jerry Jones, I would say, look, man, that was 65 years ago. That was not me. I was 14 years old. Right. I'm not the Jerry Jones of 14 years old. I denounce racism and I will never support it. That's it.
Yeah, it would have been simple to say. He just kind of pled ignorance to what was going on. And I think a man of his position, of which he doesn't have to answer to too many people in too many instances, he's not used to that. And thank you, Manny, for calling up from Flushing. And that shouldn't necessarily be the case. Like, he's Jerry Jones. Who tells him what to do? In a comical way, not so comical, also serious way, people have been trying to tell Jerry Jones to sit his ass down and actually find someone who can help him run the franchise or run it the right way for years now. Who's going to tell him different? If the man doesn't listen about his own business, of which it is obviously very successful, sans outside of winning a championship, why would he listen to anybody else regarding any other issue? All things considered, if you want to look at money and cash and of which a lot of people measure success, who's going to tell him anything? He probably is, more so than Roger Goodell. Jerry Jones is probably the most powerful man in the NFL. Who's telling him anything? The media? They kiss his ass. Roger Goodell? Oh, it was reported a couple of months ago that Jerry Jones wanted to kind of bring down his salary, make Roger Goodell earn all of his $60 million per year. He's not happy, with what he's doing. He wants him to earn the cash. Who's telling Jerry Jones anything? Jerry Jones probably feels Teflon, untouchable. No one can say or do anything. I'd be interested to see how he responds. A statement, a little bit of a joke, a ha 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 ha. And it'll go on unless there's pressure there for a real explanation, for a meeting. I have no idea. I know as well as you do that this isn't probably over yet. And Jerry Jones will try to sweep it under the rug with his Arkansas charm. Whatever he wants to call it, he will try. 855-212-4CBS. Justin is calling from Tennessee. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I want to talk about LeBron, okay? Not necessarily Jerry Jones. I want to talk about LeBron and how arrogant you have to be to stand up at a press conference at an NBA game and lambast the reporters that are there because they haven't asked you about the owner of an NFL team. It has nothing to do with your sport. That's why they haven't asked you about it. There's no ulterior motive. If an NHL executive was in a photograph from 70 years ago, they're not going to ask LeBron James about the NHL owner or an MLB owner or a horse owner or go down the list of all the different sports that there are. This has nothing to do with you, LeBron. This is my problem with LeBron James. I used to love this guy, but he is so arrogant and full of himself, and that's just another example. Not only did he get on the reporters for not asking him about an NFL owner's 70-year-old picture, he also, in that same line, said, I have so much power, and you haven't asked me about this. He's so arrogant.
Well, no, that's LeBron not... needs to hide. Let me respond to the last part of what you said. I think that's inaccurate. LeBron James wasn't referencing how much power he has in regards to the media. He was talking about his influence and the microphone that he has, his power to speak up. It wasn't about his power as it relates to the media. He was talking about the influence, his voice to speak. There are plenty of people who don't have a voice. And so that was his ultimate point there. So that last part, I 100% find to be inaccurate. And we can disagree on the first part about what you said, Justin. LeBron James wasn't so much beating the media in front of him into the ground or chastising him. I don't think it was a matter of arrogance. I think it's a legitimate matter of being frustrated. It wasn't so much about the media that was directly in front of him, but about the overall situation. And I think he took the opportunity in his press conference, of which, by the way, he is asked. It's not, I understand your point. There is no specific reason to say out of the blue to the Sacramento media, and that's why I don't think LeBron James was approaching it as, hey, you Bobby from ESPN, oh my God, it's ridiculous you didn't ask me about Jerry Jones. But it's an overall point for a LeBron James who has been injured and out for the past couple of weeks, and so he hasn't necessarily had the same media availability. He's asked about a million things all the time. I have heard him talk about the Cowboys. I have heard him be asked about the Cowboys. Is he going to be asked the same type of way after a game against the Kings? No, not at all. But his overall point is what he said. So I don't think it's so much as, you know, oh, let's take a look at the forum that LeBron James decided to use or how he spoke or addressed the reporters, or it's a matter of him being arrogant. I think it's a matter of him being frustrated. And I think there's a larger, more introspective conversation to have about what he meant as opposed to how he said it and when he said it.
Well, you know, that would be fine with me if he just took his time and just said that.
But understandable.
He prefaced everything with, you didn't ask me about this. Don't you know what kind of power and platform I have?
No. I think you're missing. I explained that, Justin, and thank you for calling from Tennessee. LeBron James did not preface his statement by talking about how much power he has. He decided to talk about how he has influence to speak up for issues that aren't fair to other people. That's it. That was his reference to power. LeBron James didn't sit at the podium and tell everyone how he is all-powerful and omnipotent. It's not what he said. He basically said, I have a voice. When I speak to the media, I'm typically asked about everything all the time. This is an issue that has taken place over the past week, the past month, in regards to Kyrie Irving. I view how they've been treated and the light that's been on both issues to be very different. It's ironic that y'all haven't taken that same approach. That was his point. And his point was, me as someone who can speak up and have power and not be fired, not be belittled, not be kicked out of the league, not this or that. I can't speak up. I'm going to utilize my voice and my power to do so. It wasn't a power trip to kick the media. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I will take more of your calls. We're going to talk about Thursday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you. I'm grateful for your brand of sports talk. You are the best, and I appreciate you keeping us entertained, informed with your hard-hitting and beautiful style of sports talk.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Buffalo Bills, they take care of the New England Patriots tonight, 24-10. The Buffalo Bills are trying to run their way to the number one seed in the AFC, and the New England Patriots are just trying to hold on. And they tried to score some points and some offense tonight, and that didn't work either. So when we get to the top of the hour, we're going to spend a whole lot of time here on Thursday Night Football. We have a bunch of callers on the line who have some thoughts on LeBron James and his comments earlier today, or last night, I should say, on Jerry Jones. Let's not waste any time. 855-212-4CBS. We have Glenn. He's calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Very well, Glenn. What's up?
Sometimes I think that executives just don't know how to get out of their own way and just really need to realize that maybe they should hire PR firms, because they can advise them not to just say, oh, I didn't know, I just was there, I didn't know. You got to be more affirmative and, like, say flat out, you know, I have poor races, you know, just be more thing. I compare it a little bit to what happened, about, I think it was about a month ago with the Boston Bruins, with that guy who they signed, who they had to know that was going to be a bad idea because of what happened, yeah, in his past, but yet they just let it happen, and they didn't even consult the players, like guys that have been, you know, Patrice Bergeron has been there for well over a decade, and if they'd asked him or asked any of the other senior players, they would have said, no, we don't want this guy anywhere near our team. They have to know that PR-wise, it is a stupid idea, and Jerry Jones has got to know better. And I know he thinks he's untouchable, but he has got to know that he's got to come out with a stronger statement than that. And I understand what LeBron's saying. I kind of agree with him. Now, I don't agree with his stance on Kyrie. That's another story which, you know,
sure,
I could spend 30 minutes discussing. But I wanted to understand. It's like, why are you not asking me about a guy who, you know, was at a demonstration trying to block African-American kids from going to school, you know? Like, let's get down to the facts. That's what was happening. And you've got to realize that sometimes you might think you're untouchable, but you just need sometimes to shut up, take the advice of people that know how to handle this situation, and then take their advice.
Okay. Well, thank you, Glenn, for calling from Toronto. Yeah, Jerry Jones is typically marched to the beat of his own drum. He is and has been the boss, and who's going to tell him otherwise? I think you can take a look at how he runs the Dallas Cowboys and realize that he doesn't have too many folks who are in his ear telling him anything. Or maybe he doesn't listen. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Illinois and talk to Eric. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I got you, JR.
You have me loud and clear, Eric. What's up?
My first time calling, bud, and I love your show. I listen to the Mully and Haw show out here in Chicago every morning, and then I listen to your show every night just to get the national news. I love it, but I heard a caller just a bit ago, and you guys were talking about LeBron and how he's saving face, and I know you're not going to like my opinion, but this guy wants to talk about, you know, riding the high horse, this and that, wearing
Some people have difficulty articulating themselves or being articulate without using vulgarity. I think I've mastered the art. I've been here for quite some time, and dump button hasn't had to be used.
Once.
Listen. Say again, Shep?
Not one time.
Oh, what, for me?
Never once. Not even close.
Yeah.
Broke that line beautifully. We have a caller who gets on for the first time 15 seconds. That's his choice of language? Come on.
Yeah, we can do better. Listen, I understand the China issue. If you can call me up and tell me any different about LeBron James in China, if you can bring up a different point, by all means, please do so. If you want to tell me LeBron James is a hypocrite, how can LeBron James say, you know, he wants to look out for black people, but he doesn't give a damn about the people making his shoes? You know, I will share my own opinion about that, because it's what I get paid to do, share my opinion. When LeBron James called out Daryl Morey and said that he was misinformed, I personally felt that LeBron James took a misstep there. And if you want to feel comfortable with calling him a hypocrite, that's your own business. If you want to, that's fine. And I think there's some potential truth in it as it relates to that issue. I also think and understand that all of us, every single one of us as individuals, and when I think about businesses, I think about businesses as people too. You know, whether you have an EIN as a business or whether you have a social security number as an individual citizen, we all operate as walking numbers. And I think it's up to each of us to decide to what degree we want to support or not support something or anything. LeBron James, I feel, made a mistake when he made that comment about Daryl Morey. I have been out to Hong Kong. I love Hong Kong. And if we have to go back 3 years, I listened to him make that statement and I said, oh, whoa, that's not cool. So I understand anyone who takes issue with what he says or wants to call him a hypocrite in that regard. But what does that mean? Do we discount everything that he says? Do we say, oh my God, well, he was wrong about that, so I'm going to ignore him here? I think it's easy to put up deflections and deflectors and just ignore some of the larger issues. And I think a lot of times that can be lazy. Now everything else he says is discounted. I think we all make choices. The phone lines are buzzing. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side, 855-212-4CBS. We'll also talk Thursday Night Football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.